With new McValue at McDonald's, you get more than you expect. So after a long day, buy a double cheeseburger and add a McChicken for a dollar. Because saving with deals is always on the menu. With new McValue.
Prices and participation may vary. Valid for item of equal or lesser value.
Welcome to The Exclusive. I'm your host, Sharon Tharp. We're back with a recap for the fifth episode of The Traitors, and I'm so excited. This is the perfect guest to have on this week. It's the Challenge OG, Jemmy Carroll. Jemmy, thank you so much for being here.
Sharon, you know how much I love you and how much I love Traitors. There's no other place I'd rather be tonight, especially tonight.
I mean, it was the and we didn't plan this. Like, it was sort of last minute, and then I was like, this is the perfect person to have.
It's funny because I didn't know what was going to happen. And I was like, did she put me here for a reason? So it just all worked out.
It all worked out. I mean, I had a sense that this might happen, but again, I was going to have you on later in the season and it just ended working out perfectly. We won't bury the lead here. Wes goes home in a rather crazy fashion. I'm just curious, I guess, to start, like, you know, CT and Trishelle won last season. Mm-hmm. They put in one challenge person. I do think that didn't help. I think it's nice to have like someone else in there from your mm-hmm. show. What did you think about Wes being sort of the only challenge person this season?
I had a lot of thoughts. First and foremost, like, Wes just did House of Villains. Wes is currently doing the worst cooking show. Like, I personally think there's so many gays and girlies we could bring from the challenge. But also, I'm not going to root against Wes. And I didn't love Wes's performance on House of Villains. So I'm like, you know what, though? Traitors is his bread and butter. This is where he's going to shine. And I'll just say it. He let me down at that round table. He let the challenge down at that round table. And I think moving forward, there needs to be gays and girlies represented for the challenge. Because Wes, he let me down. Am I wrong or am I right? He did not put up a fight.
It was a comedy of errors. I think there were a lot of weird things happening. We'll get into it. Let's start from the beginning. The traitors are a mess. We're in the turret. Obviously, Danielle and Carolyn are pissed at Raw because of the Bob the Drag Queen stuff. It's basically a shit show. Carolyn's mm-hmm. like, I just want to kill you guys. I guess, what are your thoughts on these three traitors left?
I was so excited about Danielle being a traitor. Cause like Danielle is like to Big Brother what I feel like I'm to the challenge. Like, we've never won. We don't bring all of those strong qualities, but we play a strategic game. So Brittany and Danielle being cast from Big Brother, I was like, y'all could not have fed me better.
True. Yeah.
But let's be real. It should have been Brittany as a traitor, not Danielle, because Danielle is like shitting the bed in ways that I didn't even know Danielle could fuck up. Yeah. And I think Rob had like his back against the wall coming in. I'm so shocked that they made him the traitor. I get it, but like, he's fighting a losing game and still somehow winning. So that's so impressive. And Caroline is just like chef's kiss. I'm obsessed with her. I don't know much about her, but like, baby girl, I'm your new biggest fan. Cause you know what? We're all just babies. She said that in an episode and I lost it. Cause I say it so often. She's like, I'm just a baby. And I'm like, I cannot hate her. I cannot hate her because she's so good. I mean, and she might wipe the floor with these people.
Listen, she's, oh my God. This is the third week in a row I've had dogs. I'm like, my guests love dogs.
And mine, as soon as I turn this light off and start talking on the mic, he's like, nope, everything's about me. Like, so I apologize in advance for the attention seeker that lives in my home.
This must be a thing with dogs because it happened with Danielle and Kelly too. I think they just know. They just know you're podcasting.
And he was like, give me attention. It's so annoying, but he's so cute.
So Rob starts planting the seeds even in the turret, like about Wes. Danielle also, it was weird. They showed Rob saying Wes in the turret, but then later was like, well, if it's going to come back on maybe me if Wes goes home. So I was kind of confused about that. But, you know, he starts planting seeds about Wes. This is where I'm kind of not understanding why Rob would get rid of Wes. Because they know it's one of the three of them.
Yeah.
Wes leaves. He's a faithful. Okay, now it's you or Derek. And Derek seemingly does seem like a faithful. I just didn't really understand.
Me neither.
Later in the episode, Rob says something like, you know, he's a threat. We got to get him out. I'm like, Yeah, but you're working with him. So I just wasn't understanding that.
And Wes was poking at the bear, but Wes was not going to shoot.
No.
Like, he was not, like, I'm a little confused because I genuinely thought this episode was going the direction of Carolyn and Rob going against Danielle. And that made sense to me. Like, so I'm confused by Rob's gameplay, but also I've become such a fan of him.
Really?
I'm not a Survivor girly. Like, okay. And guess who's now watching Survivor? He's the one. I thought Ceree was going to get me. Boston Rob, especially when I saw those younger clips of him, I said,
super hot.
His wife is so hot. I'm like, I want to watch y'all fall in love.
Their kids are beautiful.
Oh, like, my God. Yeah, no, I am such a fan. And that's what I love about a show like Traitors. And I have friends that are Survivor and Big Brother fans who don't know, like, the challenge. And they come in and then they see CT and Trishelle, less not so much. So it's just fun to watch, like, the gamers come together and see what show they really care about, I guess, so to speak.
That's so interesting because I think Rob can be polarizing. I think the general public really likes Rob. And then I think there is a contingent of, like, oh, he's on another show. He's running shit again because he is a very dominating player, regardless of whether he's in a good position or bad. He just, the way he stares at people.
He's God to these current faithfuls. He's God. Like, y'all are worshiping a false God and I'm fucking loving it.
Speaking of false God, no, I'm just kidding. But yeah, I think I'm sort of on the, I've always been a fan of Rob's. He will never sort of annoy me because he always knows how to make good TV regardless. But I also understand the criticism of, like, they just worship, they just always listen to what this man says.
Not his fault. Not his fault. He has Chrishell eating out of his hand. And Chrishell's an important person because if you don't watch Selling Sunset, you don't understand how much influence Chrishell has. Oh, Chrishell has a lot of influence in that house. She's one of those people that you just, I think that other people follow. So I think Rob having Chrishell in his back pocket is one of his biggest cards. And people don't realize that. Because Chrishell has influence.
Yeah. And Chrishell, I at least know she's a Big Brother fan. So she sort of knows a little bit about the gaming situation. Mm-hmm. But yeah, Rob has her. He definitely has Dylan.
Dylan has me.
Gotta love
it. I have never like, oh my God. And I was one of these, I'll be honest. I was like, why is he on this show? Who is this man? Who is this white man? Why is Zac Efron's little brother on this show? Dylan, I am sorry. You deserve to be here. You deserve a seat at this table.
Yeah. I think, listen, you can't hate on the kid. He just seems like a really nice guy, right? Regardless if he's good at the game or not. We'll see.
He's Peter Pilot with a personality.
Oh,
did you know I don't like Pilot Pete, but Dylan has the personality that Pilot Pete always wanted.
Yeah, I saw they were doing press today and I was like, Dylan, like, also, I mean, I'm sure he's working with a stylist, but he knows how to dress. He just seemed put together, like a nice put together man. I don't know.
I was hoping him and Sierra would hit it off, but I don't think that's happening because Sierra loves a good white man. And I was like, Sierra, this is the one I want you to like, but it doesn't seem to be happening. Yes, yes.
She needs a good guy.
Yeah, with money, not those brokies.
Sierra's also like the hottest person I've ever seen.
It's annoying how hot she is.
Yeah, she's
like,
stunning.
I just sometimes look at her boobs on Instagram, if we're being very honest. Like, I'll just go through all of her bathing suit videos and be like, I'm in love with you.
I also love her style, like whoever's styling her. I mean, she looks good in everything, but like, I just like her style this season. I mean, it's fun. It's fun.
Yeah. Like, well, it's fun because we get to see her in winter clothes. We're used to seeing her in like bathing suits. So we get to see Sarah in some real fits.
That's true. Usually she's just like, or
naked, which I'm not mad about. Yeah. But no, I like her little skirts.
Yeah. Okay. So you do watch like pretty much every Bravo show, right?
Yeah. Oh, baby. Bravo is daddy. Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I watch Summer House. I'm a little novice to, like, Housewives still. Like, I've seen some of the franchises, but there's so many to keep up with.
I watch it all but Survivor, but now I'm watching Survivor because of Rob. Like, Boston Rob finally converted me.
Interesting. Okay, well, you got to keep me updated on your Survivor
I will.
And let me know.
I'm excited for this journey.
Yes. Okay, where were we? Let's go back. Okay, so whatever, they end up killing Bob Harper, which again was a Rob sort of decision because Bob mentioned Rob's name. What did you think about that? Was it a big deal? Was it like, and
I think it was smart on Boston Rob's part, but I also think it was kind of low key enough that he got away with it. No one at that round table that we saw, unless it was edited out, I don't think it would have been edited out, like, oh, one of your enemies is dead. And I'm sad he's dead because of his outfits. Like, he was another one that was dressing to kill, but like, Boston Rob just gets away with it.
It is wild. You're right.
No one brought that up. And also, but fuck Derek and fuck Wes. Like, why would you not bring that up? Like, y'all are supposed to be these gamers and these masterminds, and Derek's like the police chief of the fucking world. Like,
okay, so yeah. All right, wait. We'll get to the roundtable because I have some thoughts as well. When it comes to Bob, everyone seemed really upset, by the way, that he left. But I feel like Brittany, we started seeing more of her personality this episode. I feel like it was a little bit of a breakout episode for Brittany because she's been sort of hiding away, but now we're getting like funny confessionals from her.
Well, Brittany's playing the game the way it should be played. You sit back, you observe, you let other people, like, you don't show up to episode 6 or 7 if you want to win a show. This is what, episode 6? 5, 6? Five. She's showing up. Yeah. She's showing up. Like, Brittany's playing the game like it's supposed to be played. And I know for a fact she knows that Danielle's a traitor.
100%, right? There's no question.
But also, like, I think, and this is just me in my Big Brother lore, I think that Brittany wants to take Danielle to the end and beat her. Like, I think that it's to Brittany and Danielle, it's a game within a game.
Interesting. I mean, I could see that. I mean, I could see them, again, wanting to mend the fences, but also knowing at the end they'd cut each other.
Mm-hmm. I know. I think it's more about, like, I want to beat you because we're both kind of the best that never won Big Brother. So if we can win this, like, I think it's a game within a game with those two. And I think Brittany has the upper hand.
Interesting. Yeah, I think she's very much playing a Sandra game. Like, she clocked a traitor probably and is just not saying anything.
I think she knows Rob's a traitor.
Do you?
Yes, I think, and maybe I'm giving Brittany too much credit, but like, I'm a like Brittany fan and I play like Brittany. I think that she knows that, and that's why she's not worried about fucking up her relationship or friendship with Derek at the moment.
Interesting.
I do, and I'm curious. I don't know that for a fact. Like, me and Brittany don't text or anything, but I think she knows. I think she's on to too.
Interesting. I just don't know why. I was kind of confused why she put her neck out for him, because we haven't seen that her and Rob are close at all. And Derek was like, she doesn't even know him. So I'm just curious, like, why did she at the round table turn to Dylan and be like, no, like, she hasn't said much. So I'm just curious, like, why the Rob thing was like the thing that she spoke up about.
Yeah. And that's when it gets like confusing, because her and Rob have probably had like off camera conversations that we've missed. But like, no, I think that she knows that Rob and Daniel are both traitors, and Brittany's playing, let me skate to the end. And then when it comes to the fire, the whole ending, that I can win it. I would love to see her win, by the way.
Yeah, no, that would be great. It would be super fun. It'd be nice to see like a Big Brother person do well, because we haven't seen that.
Yeah, I thought that game was hard to play. Like, they play like duds. I'm sorry.
I know. Listen, I understand. Like, it's been rough. I think, I mean, it's just maybe the Big Brother game just doesn't translate to traitors. I don't know. Because it's more fast paced. Who knows what the reasoning is. But yeah, what else happened? Okay, so Tom Sandoval, I need your thoughts on this guy. They're giving him this like dodo edit, like, he's saying it's Dolores. You know, he's talking to Brittany. Brittany's like, please, like, leave me alone. Like, he's just kind of there, but not, he's trying to contribute.
I can't figure out this edit, because obviously I'm a Vanderpump girl. I know that Tom's not an idiot. Tom's not an idiot, but Tom's coming off as an idiot. So I'm like, is he just trying so hard to be dumb that like we forget how like evil he was a few years ago? Like, I'm really torn, like, because he's not this stupid. But
I mean,
he's dumb, but like, I'm so torn here. I go back and forth of like, is this who he really is? Or does he just want to put on this facade so we all forget everything he did to us? I say us, like, it affected me personally.
No, but I agree. I think he's playing the nice guy a little bit to rehab his image. And I think he wants to be involved, but also is definitely like aligning with like the sort of alpha males, being like, I'll just follow you guys. Which
I think it was like Wes or Derek or maybe Wes or Rob. I don't remember who it was, but they were basically like, the men are going to talk now, leave the room. And they kicked him out of the room this episode. And I'm like, I'd love to see that. Cause like, obviously on Vanderpump, it's always like, who's the number one guy in the group? Sandoval, yes. You will never be the number one guy in this group.
It's so true though. You're so right about it.
They literally kicked him out of the room like he was a child. They're like, hey, the adults are speaking. Go play.
Yeah. That's so true. He's just, you know, he's there. I think he's going to end up going far. I doubt he wins, but I think he will go far because, like, who's going to get him out? Like, he's not a traitor.
No, keep him around. Yeah, keep him around. He's going to go far, but I think if he's at the end with the fire, he won't know what's going on.
Brittany will cut him.
If he wins this whole show, I will literally slit my wrist. Oh, my God.
Oh, God. All right. Well, sort of after breakfast and everything, this is where Derek starts planting the seeds about Rob. He sits Wes down or talks to Wes and is like, listen, I think it's time to pull the trigger. Wes seems hesitant. That kind of surprised me from Wes. I don't know how you felt. Like, do you think Wes knew Rob was a traitor?
Yes. And I am going to have my foot on Wes's neck through this conversation because I expected more from him. Like, I literally sat there last week and was like, Wes can win this whole game. Like, Wes can make it a challenge to Pete. And I want that. Like, I want that as much as I thought like someone else should have been cast over Wes in the day. Like, I want to challenge people to do well because it really is the best show in my opinion. I'm so confused by his gameplay. Like, because at the end of the day, like, he wasn't really giving Derek much. Then we'll eventually get to the round table, and that's a whole nother conversation. Like, it's just not the West that I know. I almost think it's show fatigue.
Well, he
coming
did do,
off of
like,
doing House of Villains, back. He has a newborn, like a you know, a baby at home. I think it's show fatigue.
Maybe,
I think it's, yeah. This is not the West that I know.
Or
appreciate.
He's different. Yeah, you're right. Because, like, he tried a little bit, which we'll get to, with, like, I'm the best at this. I'm the best here. And he, you know, we saw that a little bit on House of Villains, and we always see that on The Challenge. But it just wasn't working the same for whatever reason. I don't think he had social capital.
Yeah, the girls apparently hated him, which we didn't realize until... And I wasn't used to that. I'm used to Wes being, like, good with the girls.
Yeah, give me your sort of thought on this. Like, what did he do you think?
I have played games a lot with Wes. Like, some of my favorite games I've played with Wes. And Wes knows how to work the girls. So the fact that Chrishell was like, we don't like you. You're not nice to me. I'm like, this isn't the Wes that I know. So something was off with his game. I mean, he'll come up with some excuse, blame it on someone. But again, and I'm going to advocate this all episode, like Johnny, Wes, CT, we're getting the most basic challenge players. And you know this as a challenge fan. They're the faces, but there's so many girls and gays that like could play this game immaculate. And so I'm just hoping that for the next season we get
give me some names, Jemmy. Who do you want to see?
Veronica.
Oh, my God.
Veronica. I think that if you want to bring Coral out of retirement, this is how you do it. Shane. Frank Sweeney's now back on All Stars. Like, Davon. I know Davon's a Big Brother girly, but she's currently on a season of the All Stars.
Yeah.
Like, Davon. And challenge fans might turn the podcast off, like, turn this episode off when I say this. Josh Martinez.
Oh no, 100% Josh.
Well, challenge fans hate him. And they're gonna hate that I said his name, but like I want those type of players over the West, the Johnny and the CT.
Yeah, like you need a little bit of depth.
Yeah. The gays and the girlies only. Cause I promise you, like, there's so much more to the challenge world. And you have a lot of viewers that don't watch the show. So it's all the representation they have are these men. Like, there's so much more.
Yeah, I don't know. I've been watching The Challenge since its inception. And so I think the people that might be like newer viewers, I don't know like how The Challenge fandom sort of divides. But yeah, I think you're right. What do you think about Laurel, though, being on? Would that be a mess?
I filmed X on the Peak with Laurel, which is a spinoff of an MTV show. Laurel's production would be scared of her. She would get voted off. Like, she had, like, we had to get We had to get extra security the night she got voted off X on the Peak. So, like, Laurel, I think I don't want Laurel or Carl. I'll just say it. I don't want Laurel or Cara on the show. I think that there's better picks. But Laurel would eat somebody up at that round table.
I know.
It'd be but scary. Also, like, security. Alan Cummings isn't safe if that bitch gets pissed off. I don't know if she could pass a psych test at this point, but that's a whole different conversation. Speaking of psych tests, Gabby, I'm obsessed with Gabby.
Me too. I love
Gabby. I would die for her. Gabby, if you ever need a kidney, my liver, my dog, like,
there's
she's
something
so
about
good.
Her that's so, like, I don't know, likable, genuine, and also just, like, speaks with conviction where you're like, I'm agreeing with her, even though I sometimes don't. I don't know. There's just something about her that I really
obsessed.
Like. And it doesn't come off fake to me either. Like, some
no,
people play it up.
No, she's the realest bitch in the room.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm into Gabby. I'm really liking what I see from her. Who else is? Chriselle. Nikki just left, obviously.
Nikki was so boring. I'm sorry. You probably know her at a different level than me.
I don't, actually.
Okay. Because everyone's like, so excited. One of the Bella. I'm like, this brick wall has more to, like, is more entertaining. I was so bored with her. So thank you, Wes, for getting her out. I'll give him that.
She didn't fight for herself. She wasn't even voting the right way. Like, if you're on the chopping block, okay, vote for the other person on the chopping block. Don't just throw a vote.
And learn to spell Sierra's name.
That's
every time she wrote that E, yeah. I was like, if she misspelled my name like that, no, rewrite my fucking name.
I'm sure people spell your name wrong all the time.
Yeah,
too.
And I would be like, if you're going to say my name, spell it correctly, bitch. And then she like WWE me.
Oh my God. Okay, let's talk about the Carolyn sort of it all. I'm trying to like remember sort of the timeline here. So obviously Danielle was talking shit about Carolyn. Mm-hmm. But then I think they cleared it up. Not cleared up, but Danielle was like, I'm going to make it up to you. I'm not going to do it anymore. But I guess then Brittany said that Carolyn said, or I don't know what the timeline was, but I think Danielle's hands were sort of clean that day, at least. But Carolyn like was like, absolutely not. She's talking again. Like,
I don't think Danielle's hands have been clean since she's in her castle, even before she was a traitor. Like, I don't think Danielle came in with dirty hands. And I love Danielle. I want to root for her so badly, but I cannot. I need her gone.
I know. The thing I love about Danielle is, listen.
But I love her.
She's self-aware enough. She's on social media laughing at herself. Like, she knows. She's not.
And
there,
she is
like,
one of my favorite Big Brother players.
She's like, an icon.
So I'm not rooting against you, but I cannot root for you, sis.
Yeah, like the Danielle and the Carolyn stuff is just, it's so juicy. Like, I love how the whole round table, God, we're skipping around, but it's fine. When Derek's like, all right, like Dolores and Tom are going at it, like, who cares? And Derek's like, all right, we got to wrap this up because he wanted to get to the Rob stuff. Yeah. And I'm just laughing because, like, yeah, we're all over the place with like Danielle and Carolyn screaming at each other. It was just so good.
But anybody watches Real Housewives of New Jersey, no, that's Dolores. Like, Dolores knew that Tom wasn't a traitor, but she's like, I gotta say my shit right here, right now. I was like, Dolores, this is not the time or the place. But like,
and she still voted for him.
I know, she stood 10 toes down. Like, that's New Jersey, that's Dolores. That's why she's one of my favorites. Like, she was like, I don't give a fuck what's going on out here. I'm coming for you.
Yep. Oh gosh. Wait, we got to talk about, well, we won't spend a lot of time on this, but these missions. And again, I'm sorry to my listeners who are probably annoyed with me complaining about them. But once again, I'm not understanding the point of these things because everyone was like, fuck the money. Excuse my language, but fuck the money. They were like, I just want a shield. So like, again, I think the game is a little broken here. I think because it's just not making sense. Like, no one cares about these missions. No one cares about. They're like, oh, 30 grand. It's like, all right, well, half of them make that in an episode of TV. Like,
they need to make a rule where you cannot get the shields only alive if you win the mission. Or they need to add, like, there needs to be, for the next season, something changed where the shield isn't greater than the prize. Like, and I don't know how, like, logistically they work that out, but a change has to be made.
Yeah, I just, and then also, like, the shield thing. It's a little broken too because everyone's like, all right, well then just don't say who has the shield. Yeah. And then it's like, I don't know. It also was kind of lame. It came down to like rock, paper, scissors for a lot of people.
Like, yeah, I've been snatching that shield. Like,
me too.
No shade, no tea. Like, I'll fight a bitch over a shield.
That's why I loved when Carolyn was just like, no, like,
I know. She's like, it's mine. It's in my hands. I got it first. Yeah. So yeah. Production does need to like work out those kinks because again, Trishelle's outfit costs $30,000. You think she cares about that in the pot? Mm. Those are her shoes.
Exactly. But yeah, so, okay. I don't even remember who got it. It was like, was it Carolyn, Chriselle, and
Carolyn, Chriselle, and Dylan? Because rock, paper, scissors, champ.
Right, right. The champ. Yeah.
Yeah. So, he's like, I'm really good at this.
Yeah. I just, again, it was kind of a nothing, whatever. It always comes down to 1 minute. Okay. They got it. Woohoo.
Yeah. For $100, I could not tell you what happened in that challenge.
I don't skip them always because I need to podcast about it. But I want to skip them.
Even when I'm on an actual show and TJ tells us the rules, I still don't know what's going on. So, like, you think I know what's going on when I'm watching it on television? I have a phone in my hand? Like, no, I'm on TikTok watching dog videos. Yeah, I have no idea ever what's going on in a challenge.
Oh, my God. All right. Well, yeah, the challenge we'll kind of skip over. Before the round table, everyone's obviously sort of talking and scrambling. Mm-hmm. This is when I think the plans sort of solidify more. Derek's really going hard. He's telling Ivor. I think he's telling, I don't know, a bunch of people. But Wes goes around and tells, he talks to Sam. He talks to Brittany, Ivor. He's like, it's going to be Rob. I'm going to add on to it if there is something to add. Derek tells Danielle he's going for Rob. So everyone's, it's basically going to be Rob. But then when Rob finds out, Danielle's like, oh, I don't know. I heard Wes. So I think it was, I don't know. Did you think Rob was going to go out here?
With a $5 meal deal with new McValue, you pick a McDouble or a McChicken, then get a small fry, a small drink, and a 4-piece McNuggets. That's a lot of McDonald's for not a lot of money.
Prices and participation may vary. McDouble meal, $6 in some markets for a limited time only.
I was like, if Rob gets out of this, these people are fucking idiots. And spoiler alert, these people are fucking idiots. But also, here's my issue. Here's my issue. If we're making it a gamer thing, which we are, like, Rob out fucking played Derek and Wes. Like, y'all, it's two gamers against one. Y'all have all this evidence. I'm sorry, Derek did not say enough to convince me to vote for Rob. If I'm really sitting at that table as a faithful and I genuinely don't know what's going on, Derek's argument was shit. And Wes did not my issue is with Wes. Like, as much as I want to go in on Derek, because I don't really understand the Derek lore, like, he's not that good to me. Sorry, big brother fans, don't kill me, but you can. I'm more pissed off and my energy is going to be directed at Wes. Wes knew Rob was a traitor. Wes is one of the smartest people at that table, and Wes did not fight for himself.
Yeah, what did he even say? He was just like,
nothing, baby, nothing. He was just like, well, like, Rob, and I can't remember one thing that Wes said at that round table.
Yeah, I mean, I wrote it down, but it wasn't much.
You wrote it down and you don't even remember, and most people remember things they write down. Like, I'm so disappointed in Wes as a challenger. Like, You're the only one representing us and you go down bad like that. Like, I'm pissed off at Wes. And I think when challengers watch this episode, they're going to be pissed off. Yeah. And he deserves the hate that he gets because, like, he could have taken Rob. I literally said last week, Wes is going to defeat Rob. Like, I was like, I know Wes. I've played this game with him. Like, not this game, but 8 games with him. I really thought he was going to come to that round table and, like, lay it out.
I mean, that's his skill. Like, he's a good talker usually. And so when his one thing was, oh, I think Rob and Bob the drag queen were in the turret together and that sort of, which, okay, fine. That's a step.
Elaborate. But, like,
you need to
give me
further.
More. Yeah. And no shade, no tea. Like, those people at this table are not gamers. Like, no, I love Chriselle. I love Sierra. I love Gabby. They need to be led to the water and then, like, you need to feed them the water. You can't just, like,
That's a good point. That's a good point. I think, all right, so for me, I thought Derek had some good points. Should he have probably done more before? Like, that's the thing. You can't really wait till last minute because a lot of people won't change their minds. Mm-hmm. At least a lot of people go in there with, like, their mindset. But him saying, like, you know.
See, Rob, I completely disagree with that.
It's interesting. Like,
I think you wait to the last moment, hit them with so many facts that they're, like, discombobulated, and the last thing they hear is your facts about that person.
Well, maybe we just haven't seen someone do it correctly. Because like last season with Dan, he tried to do it and it didn't work. And so I'm like, you really need to have your argument like set.
I'm all about like the political science in me is counting the votes, having the votes, getting the votes. But the last, and think about this, anything you've ever done, the last thing you hear is always on your mind. So if you punch it home, then they'll vote. But Wes didn't punch it home. Rob did.
Yeah.
Boston Rob is a fucking legend. I'm obsessed with him. I'm sorry. Oh, and I don't like to obsess over like a man, but like, God damn, he's playing this game.
Yeah. When you watch Survivor, you got to let me know. Cause it's, yeah, we'll talk.
I'm on a Rob train.
Yeah. Okay. What, this is where the Wes is aggressive thing came out at the round table. Like, is Wes aggressive or what do you think?
Wes does have an aloof to him where he thinks he's better than people. And I think in this game, he thought he was better than people. And that's not how you play this game. Like, let Ceri be I think Ceri played this game so well. And she's who I would study coming in. Like, you got to befriend the losers. I mean, they're not gamers. I didn't mean to call them losers. But like, yeah, you got to befriend. Like, Wes made an enemy out of like Chriselle and the girlies. Like, you got to befriend these people. Like, I would love to sit at a round table and be like, Chriselle, I love watching you sell houses. Sierra, I love watching you in bathing suits. But like, trust me, let me lead y'all. I've done this before. Like, I'm really bad at challenges and I somehow still do well on the show. Like, trust me. Wes should have taken that approach because he's really good at being a mentor and like fake pretending to care about people. But for some reason, he came in there with like, I'm better than y'all energy when he should have came in there like, let me lead y'all to the fucking, like, let me be Moses in this bitch.
I feel like Rob took that role. He's the one that ended and up
that's, doing that. And that's, Rob is still in the game and Wes is on a flight to Kansas.
But yeah, Wes is on a
flight to Kansas. You're right though, like Boston Rob is like, hey, y'all follow me, I'm a lead y'all. And I no offense, but these people are on shows where they don't have strategy and gameplay and eliminations. They need to be led.
Yeah, I mean, we've definitely seen that based on how they vote because they're not even voting together. It's a perfect
way to like lead a cult.
That's what Parvati said. Parvati said it on Deal or No Deal, and she's like, I could be a cult leader.
She could. I would actually join. I wouldn't join a lot of cults. I'd join her cult. I have to watch her on Deal or No Deal because that fucking queen, that queen.
I love her. It's fun. She's fun. But yeah, Wes... I agree with you, though. I think befriending the women is the best thing you could do. Like, the housewives, for example, like, I think that's where Dan went wrong, too. You gotta be in with them, because otherwise they're going to be like, that guy's weird, which they did.
Dorinda dying episode one, I almost stopped watching. I am the biggest Dorinda girly. Like, she's top. She's on my Mount Rushmore of housewives. And I was so excited for her to come back. So for her to die like that, I almost stopped watching.
Who? How do you rank these four in terms of like who you like the most?
Dorinda.
Okay.
Dolores, Chanel, Robin.
Yeah, Robin was a little bit of a mess. Her reads were
Do you watch? You don't watch Potomac, do you?
No, I don't.
Yeah, Robin. And the funny thing is, though, and this is why, Sharon, you know how much I love like fucking TV. Like, this is why, like, if you're a real reality TV fan and watch Housewives, you know that Robin really is the most faithful bitch in the world. Oh, she stands by her cheating ass husband. Like, if I was at that round table, I'd be like, she's the dumbest person I know in real life when it comes to being faithful. She's faithful on this show too, y'all. Like, she literally forgives her husband when he cheats 24/7. Like, she's a blind faithful.
Oh shit.
Okay. Yeah, no.
That's good context to know because
Robin is faithful to a fault. Like,
oh my gosh. Okay, what did you think about sort of how the votes played out? It was close. Wes, I was surprised Sam and Ivor voted for Wes just because they've said Rob.
But Sam was like, if Rob stays alive, first of all, why are you here? Let me tell you what I would have done. Episode one, when Alan said, come shake my hand and get a bitch up out of here, I would have shook his hand on behalf of Britney Spears. I promise you on God, I do not care about my episode, on my being on this show. I'm a Louisiana girl through and through. You got to go. I would have shook his hand and said, Sam, see you never. Like, I mean, don't understand his casting.
We would have been noticed because he doesn't get screen time anymore.
Oh God. And I don't care how bad it would have fucked up my game. Like, that's how much of a Britney Spears fan I am. And how much of like an online girl, like chronically online girly I am. I'm like, I can actually get more attention. Like it makes more sense for me to get rid of him than to actually make it through this whole show.
Have yeah, all he would have stands.
Yeah, I swear to God. And I'm a Louisiana girl. Like, I party with her mom. Like, this would have been personal. Like, yeah, Sam would have been up out of there. And I don't think he's a bad guy. I just don't think he deserves a spot on the show.
Yeah, and it's like, if he's going to be there, the only reason we would want him there is to talk about Britney, and he's not allowed to talk about Britney.
Yeah.
So, like, why are you there?
When he said Britney's name, when he was talking about Britney wearing, like, Britney
for being headband,
I was like, he just got fined. Oh, okay, different Britney. I was like, he's going to get sued. Yeah, so I would have shook Alan's hand and got him up out of there day one. Rob wouldn't have been a traitor. It would have been a whole different game.
Oh, my God. That's
oh, so God. I would have got rid of that man. Because Sandoval deserves to be there. Because a lot of people are like, oh, I would have shook Alan's hand day one and got rid of Sandoval. No, Sandoval's a reality TV star. Hate or love him, he deserves a spot on this show.
And you're right. Like, also,
Sam does not.
If you're on the show, you do still want the season to do, like, be good. And, like, you, if getting out Tom or even Dorinda, it's like, oh, fuck. Like, we
that's why, as a traitor, I would have never killed Dorinda. Like, as a traitor, no offense, I would play the game like production. But also, in order to win traders, you have to play the game like production.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's what they're not realizing. They already got, like, a personality out. Like, someone else is a gamer. Like, they should be voting for gamers, which they did this episode with Wes. But prior to that, they weren't really voting for gamers.
I can't make sense of what the Faithfuls are doing this season. I am so lost. I feel like...
I don't think they know what they're doing.
And yeah, and I'm not saying the traders are doing better, because that's a mess too. But I just think... the voting's all over the place. The, like, accusations are weird. It's just kind of, hard to keep
track. It's a mess. This is the most, this is the messiest season we've watched, do you think?
I think so. I think it's probably the, do I want to say it's the most entertaining? It's, the gameplay is bad, but the entertainment's fun.
They've all been entertaining in different ways.
Yeah.
But I'm enjoying the season. But I also enjoy season one. I also enjoy season two. Like, yeah. I enjoy this show.
It's fun to see people that you love from the different shows all, like, when would you ever see Boston Rob and Tom Sandoval and Dolores? Like, that's just so bizarre.
Yeah, like, sitting at a round table with a housewife is, like, my biggest dream. Like, I'm such a housewife fan.
But you would be so good. Like, I would be scared. I'd be like, I don't want to cross anybody here.
Oh, I love NeNe Leakes to death. I would die for NeNe Leakes. I love New York. Tiffany Pollard is... again, oh my queen. But baby, if it push comes to shove, like, let's headbutt, bitches.
Oh my God, I love it. Did you think Rob did a good job defending himself at the round table?
He stayed alive. He did good enough. And I think next week, the attention's going to be so far off of him. Knock on wood. I want to be right. I think that he's going to skate by next week.
Interesting.
Because those bitches are going to kill each other.
Well,
Carolyn tried to kill Danielle. Like, oh, yeah, I don't think she understands the concept. She said, I want to kill you. And, like, that's not a choice.
Yeah, so which traitor is going out first? Because one of them's going soon. I don't know which one, but
Danielle.
I think
Danielle.
Not looking great for my girl, Danielle.
I love Danielle, too. But, like, yeah, I think it's going to be a girl-on-girl battle next week, Danielle versus Carolyn. Because I just think that after, like, because think about it, if you're Danielle and Carolyn wants to kill you, like, she literally said in the little secret meeting, like, I want you to die. Like, are you not going to come out swinging? So I think they're both going to swing and see who gloves fall off first.
It's so interesting. You're going to laugh at this. But Nikki did an interview and was like, well, I didn't think Rob was a traitor because he called out Bob the drag queen, and you can't call out other traitors. And I'm like,
because she read her little manual.
Yes. Yes. And I'm like, I would like to see the actual
I read it.
You have?
Trishelle.
So what is the deal?
It's so fucking stupid. It's literally, no offense, it makes the non-gamers have a disadvantage because it makes them, like, I think, get scared. Oh, to be very honest. Yes. I've read it. It's I promise you, it's like this compared to, like, a challenge Survivor Big Brother rule book. Cause, like, they have to do that legally, blah, blah, blah.
Of course.
No, Nikki, she's dumb. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. She's so dumb. Because she's like, you can't do that. It's like, it happened last season.
It did, yeah.
Yeah, no, it is. Every season. The manual is so, it's just like a little brochure that's like, If you're a traitor, you can't call out another traitor. That's all, like, it's simple as that. I've seen that. That's
literally why she lost, like.
It's a brochure.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But again, not being gamers, you don't understand.
Yeah. Yeah. You do probably get scared too, like, if you break the rules and blah, 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 blah. I get it. But do they get fined? Like, let's say a traitor does out another traitor and, like, ruins the show.
Did Dan not do that last season?
Good point. It also happened on a UK version, season one. So, like.
Like, I think if you straight out say, like, hey, she's a traitor. I know because I'm a traitor. Then.
Yeah, you can't do that.
But I think also then they, like, take the cameras down. They regroup. Like, that's legit. Yeah, like.
I feel like it's going to happen at some point. Someone's going to mess up.
Yeah, like, or just say, like, fuck you. Like, think about if two traitors genuinely hated each other.
Well, we have that a little bit.
Carolyn might be the one that does it, actually. She's like, catch me on fire when you burn Danielle.
She, honestly, Carolyn would probably throw her game away just to take down Danielle. So.
I want a traitor to leave because I want to see who they bring in.
Who do you think they would bring in? So, like, let's say, you know, Carolyn got to recruit. Who would Carolyn recruit?
I don't even know if Carolyn knows these people's names. I would recruit, like, a Chriselle.
Okay.
Okay. Like, Dylan's like the Peter Pilot remix, because, like, they tried to recruit him last year. He's probably like, no, I'm a faithful. I would do, like, a Chriselle. I would do a Gabby. I would do one of a Bambi bitch, to be honest with you, because they would be fun.
That's true.
I would do a non-gamer, because these gamers aren't getting along.
Yeah, I assume Danielle would recruit Brittany, right?
I've thought about this, but also I think that Brittany and Danielle have so much, like, I have to be better than you energy. Like, she might not want Brittany to get that shine. I think that they're such a frenemy, and I love watching it.
Oh yeah, I could see that. Like, it's almost like, all right, we're being nice because. I don't know.
Wait, let me ask you this hard question.
Okay.
Brittany or Danielle, who do you prefer better on Big Brother and on Traitors?
It's hard. I know them both in real life, so this is not a personal thing. Danielle's a much better game player than Brittany, but Brittany's a much better TV kind of, well, I don't know. Now the Traitors, Danielle's really fun TV, but Brittany's like a great in the confessional, super funny. But her reads are not always great. I think Danielle usually has better reads than her. So that's sort of where I.
Brittany's one of those that I wish, like, the challenge integrated Big Brother's player in back in the day. Cause I think Brittany would have been so good on the challenge along with, like, a Janelle.
Well, and also Brittany knows how to make fun of herself. So Brittany knows she's not the most athletic. Like, on the bit,
she reminds me of Katie Doyle, which is such a compliment.
Yes. And I love Katie.
Yes. Like, yeah. No, Brittany would do so. Brittany and Janelle, I would love to see on the challenge.
Yeah.
Like, back in their prime. Like, cause I know, like.
Yeah. Janelle was good at comps back in the day. I mean, she's still pretty decent, but, like,
comp queen. Yeah. Janelle made me fall in love with Big Brother.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Janelle's my Big Brother girl.
She was, like, my OG girl, too. I, like, wanted to be her. Like, I freaking love
so hot. Yeah. Cool. Yeah. But also sucked at traitors.
Yeah. Well, it doesn't, something about Big Brother doesn't, must not translate.
That's why I want, like, challenge. And I love they did it with three to play Big Brother. I want to see some challenge people playing Big Brother.
I would love that.
I think we can do it with our eyes closed. And maybe I'm being, so like. Smart.
They would do it because, like, it would get eyes. It would get the challenge people watching Big Brother, mm-hmm. which
I don't. I don't want to be locked in a house with no wine for that long, but I would love to play Big Brother. I would have loved to play Big Brother a few years ago.
Well, yeah, when they had unlimited alcohol.
Yeah, it might be too old now, and, like, a bitch needs her wine at night.
Like, no, 100% agree. Like, I'd probably go crazy in there. If I have nothing to relax me and people are annoying and dirty, I will lose my mind.
Yeah, but I think Big Brother is, like, the game that I could probably do the best at.
Okay, well, Jemmy, let's put you in the house. I'd like to see it, to be honest. That'd be so fun.
I'll lose my mind one night and just, like, bang my head against the glass windows.
We've seen worse. Okay, where were we? Okay, so, and Wes ends up going. What did you
without
think about
a his- fight? Without a fight, I loved his ending because that's so Wes. Like, he wrote that down and practiced it in the mirror. But I promise you, if you hear anything I say in this interview, let it be this. There's nothing that Wes and fucking Johnny Bananas, if they're going to do something, it's practice a confessional interview. Mm. Like, he wrote that down and he's been practicing in the mirror from day one. So I loved it. He killed it. He killed it. My boy can, you know, recite his lines. But I'm so mad he didn't put up a fight. Like, I'm so annoyed with Wes. I've been like, I'm like, once the episode airs, I can text him. I want to text him like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
You might be right about show fatigue. Because
like, I think it's show fatigue, baby.
What filmed first?
With a $5 meal deal with new McValue. You pick a McDouble or a McChicken, then get a small fry, a small drink, and a four-piece McNuggets. That's a lot of McDonald's for not a lot of money.
Prices and participation may vary. McDouble meal, $6 in some markets for a limited time only.
This film villains. Okay, House of Villains. And that ended not great.
And that wasn't his bread and butter. Like, that's not his bread and butter. And no shade, no tea. And this is, like, I'm going to hop on this little soapbox for a minute. Like, Wes should have never been cast on House of Villains. The amount of gays and girlies from the challenge that could eat Teresa Giudice up, that would eat I Love New York up, that does, like, Wes, that's not his bread and butter. So I thought this was going to be his bread and butter. And I, like, defended him on Twitter recently when, like, why is he on Traitors? He sucked at House of Villains. I'm like, no, he's in his wheelhouse now. Mm. Shoot me, I was wrong.
Oh, yeah, you're right. I think when someone
retire from it all, Wes, retire from it all, or go back to the show you can actually win, because you're not winning none of these shows. And he's not even a bad cook. He actually knows how to cook, but that's a whole different argument.
Wait, I did watch that show, by the way. And I'm like,
this he is... knows how to cook.
Okay.
As did Johnny. Wasn't Johnny or Mark, someone was on that show, they know how to cook. Like, cast the gays and the girlies. Like,
God, I'm going to watch shows so differently now. Like, they know how to cook. Shit,
yeah, that man knows how to cook. He's like from Kansas City. He can barbecue his fucking ass off.
I was gonna say, he probably knows how to work a grill pretty
well. Yeah, meanwhile, I'm like, how do I boil water to make ramen noodles?
Like, how do I heat something up?
I'm like, how does this microwave work? But no, yeah. It's show fatigue with Wes. I think having a baby at home is show fatigue.
Yeah, he just didn't.
Put up a fight.
Maybe they cut some of it? No?
That's what I kept thinking, but he'll defend himself on his Patreon, so y'all can let us know what he says. But like, yeah, I'm so confused by his lack of fight. He's the one that really clocked Rob, and all he had to say was, you know, you said the things that he had arguments.
Evidence.
And he just sat there thinking that he was going to skate by.
Yeah, I thought it was. I guess because we know Wes, but when he was like, I'll have my eye on all of you, I didn't take that as a big deal. All the girls did not like that. They were like,
I'm like, okay, you're going to kill all of us tonight, loser? Like, okay, like, okay, what is this going to turn into, like a mass murder?
Yeah.
Like, you're going to kill everybody?
The same thing with Dan, like last season. I feel like the non-gamers, you know what it is, though? Aren't used to it, right?
You know what it is, though? Wes is used to playing a game where he can threaten the women. Because we have a disadvantage at times when it comes to actually doing the physical challenges. So he's used to being able to threaten a woman. And I say this like very, like, he's like, I can threaten you because when it turns around, then I'm going to have the disadvantage, like advantage. But no, sir, you did not have it. And come for Chriselle, it'll cost you. Oh. She hates him.
Yeah, you could tell. She was not about that. I don't think Gabby was about it either, but she.
Yeah, and I love Wes's wife. I'm actually going to like message Amanda later and be like, how you feel about Wes pissing off the girlies? Because his wife's a girl's girl. I know she loves Chriselle. She loves probably Gabby.
Oh, really?
So I'm like, there might be some tension in the house tonight. Like, his wife might be like, why are you being mean to my girls?
I wonder if.
Yeah, his wife is a girl's girl.
I wonder if she gave him a download on Chriselle and stuff.
Yeah, I'm going to ask her. So I'll text you and let you know. But I was curious about that.
Interesting. Well, after the round table, they didn't really give us much. They're back up in the turret. You know, we don't even see who they murder. Who do you think is getting murdered?
I loved the drama with
it was so good.
Carolyn. Carolyn was like, I'm trying to kill Danielle right there. And that's why I think next episode is just going to be those two going at it. I have no idea who's going to die. Who would you kill?
I mean, they did say, like, kill people that are obvious faithfuls, probably, right? Isn't that what you should do? Like an Ivor or like a Dylan? I hate to say it, but like, if you're a traitor, you want...
Boston Rob is going to not kill Dylan.
No, Boston Rob's going to kill Derek, I think.
Yeah.
Like,
I would.
He just called him out. Although Rob said nothing to Derek. He was focused on Wes, so I don't know. But
I almost would just do a basic bitch kill this time. If I was Rob, Sam.
Oh, good one.
And also, Sam's no longer on Rob's case. So if they kill him, like I would kill like a Sam. And then if I was Rob, I would just let the Danielle and Carolyn just murder each other.
That's true. Because if he kills Derek, then he's the last guy left.
That's one. Yeah. So you got to keep Derek, but also you keep Derek in a cage. I would kill like a Sam or an Ivor. Probably a Sam, honestly.
Sam is a good one. He's not doing anything. Mm-hmm. He, like you said, he flipped his vote. He voted for against Wes. So
when he was when he literally told Rob, "If you're alive, I'll come for you." 2 episodes ago, he's so stupid.
I think he's trying to have a moment, and it's just not working. I don't know.
I don't know why he's here. But yeah, I think that Rob kills someone basic because I think he's pulling the strings. And then I think he has to ignite little fires between Danielle and Carolyn and let them two battle it out at the round table.
I will say, I've watched Rob on every single show he's ever done. I've never seen him as shocked as he was when Danielle and Carolyn were going on. He was literally
he's like, I thought we were going to say each other's name. I thought we were going to say each other's name.
Yeah. Yeah.
I thought he was going to hop on that train.
Which one? What do you mean?
I thought him and Carolyn would talk prior to the round table and go for Danielle. So for Rob, and this would impress me about Rob, that could have been the easy way out because they had shit against Danielle, but he was willing to go against Wes. Like, that's impressive to me. He was willing to go against Wes knowing that he was the bad guy. That's crazy gameplay in the best way.
I think Rob does take big swings like this. I just was shocked because I didn't think Wes was coming for him. So I thought maybe it might be too soon. I wasn't sure like the timing of it. I thought it was good. I think Wes is a dangerous player, but I feel like he just wasn't coming after Rob.
Rob read the room and knew the girls didn't like Wes and knew the girls had the vote.
And knew that he was on the chopping block and Wes, mm-hmm. he could get out Wes easiest. Okay, that makes sense.
And I think that going for Danielle would have, because the girls had like said they were going to stick together earlier. I think that might have got over to Rob in some form or fashion. But yeah, I was very impressed with him coming straight at Wes and winning. I thought Rob was gone this episode. I thought I was going to be on here crying.
I think
over a man I just met. I should be more sad about Wes, but I'm not.
I mean,
he did not play the game.
He wasn't giving us too much. And I love, I'm a fan of Wes. I've watched him forever.
I love playing the game with Wes.
He's good TV, but it did seem he was kind of a little defeated.
I think show fatigue. I think it's show fatigue.
I think that you're spot on. I want to just go over, who did we not talk about? Anyone else left? Because I feel like all the screen time were the main people. I guess we did talk about Sierra. I love Sierra, too. She doesn't have the best reads. I think she kind of...
Sierra should be happy she's on this show, for being real. She took Lindsay Hubbard's spot. Let's be real, Sierra. You are barely here, but you're doing well. And I think Sierra's going to do well. And I'm rooting for you, but
Yeah, she
that was a weird catch to me.
She bounced back after having Sus on her. No one said her. But I know Lindsay, I think, Lindsay was rumored to be on season 2. And then this season.
Well, Lindsay was on this season. Yeah.
She of the pregnancy. Yeah. Whatever, that Dorinda.
And Lindsay said in a podcast, that was Dorinda's karma.
I do hope we see Lindsay one day, though. She'd be
a bitch. I love Lindsay Hubbard.
I love her because she's so messy. Insane. And she's not afraid of a fight either. So that's fine.
And she's a non-gamer that would be a gamer. And they would all sleep on her thinking she's just this dumb bitch from Summer House. And Lindsay Hubbard's a lot of things. She's not a dumb bitch.
I could see that.
Lindsay would game. Yeah.
Yep. I'm trying to think. All right. Who else do we want to see on this show? Anyone from what do you think about it? Should Craig or Paige, one of them, go on?
Paige. First and foremost, my answer is always Paige over Craig. Yeah. I'm never, ever going to be like, Craig on a show for Paige. Paige DeSorbo would also eat that fucking round table.
But
almost want Paige and Lindsay on the same season. That's the tea.
They seem to be getting along lately.
But it's the moment that one of them has to be a star. It's the battle of the brunette versus the blonde. Yeah, no, I love Paige DeSorbo.
She eats up those reunions.
And I listen to Giggly Squad. She's so fucking quick with it. Like, yep. She would be so good at a round table. NeNe Leakes.
Oh, gosh. I don't know legally if she's allowed. Like, I don't know what her deal is with Bravo.
I think it's we're getting breaking some ice. So, also Tiffany Pohl, I'm going to always say I love New York. Like, if someone says reality TV show, I don't care what the show is. I'm going to say cast I love New York.
If she's not on the next season, that's a huge mess.
I'm pissed off. Yeah.
Huge mess.
Who do you want? Who are your go-tos? I mean, because you're... Who we got from Survivor or Big Brother that you really want to see?
I mean, I think Tyson would be fun. Kelly Wentworth.
That little annoying blonde girl that always wins, Nicole.
Oh, Franzel.
I hate her, but love her. She'd love her. Put that bitch there, she'll win it all. She's so good.
She'll be underestimated.
She's so fucking good. Yep. And I don't find her, like, she's not my cup of tea, but she's so fun to watch because she's good.
Honestly, like, same. I didn't love watching all her games, but she knows what she's doing and she gets underestimated and that's how she gets far.
Again, Davon, like I said earlier, Josh Martinez.
I'm assuming they have to call, like, Taylor Hale will probably get a call.
Yeah, I love Taylor. Yeah. She's a real one.
I'm like, she's like finally out of her contract, I think, because they lock you in for 2 years for Big Brother. Who else from Survivor? They're going OGs. A lot of OGs. Carolyn was a funny pick because she was the more recent person.
Yeah, I have a bunch of friends that are OG Survivor, so I'm always asking them the tea. When I got to Carolyn, they're like, I don't know her. And I'm like, she must be a baby.
Yeah, she's a baby.
Yeah, I was like, a little baby, a little fresh egg.
Yeah. And then, I was just thinking about other, like, Bravo shows.
Challengers.
I mean, I really would love Veronica or Coral. I think those are great picks.
Those are the only answers. Like, those are the answers. Yeah.
They would eat
that Veronica, trust me. I'm telling you from a fan perspective, from a perspective, she's the smartest person in every room.
Really?
And nonchalantly the smartest person. She doesn't get her credit a lot of times, especially now, like, being an older woman. That's a whole different conversation. Veronica would eat that shit up.
Yeah. I don't know. When I watched, I don't think she ever got, like, the best edit, I feel like, on the challenge. I could be wrong. Yeah. I haven't watched it in a minute, but.
No. She gets some. Yeah. I mean, it's hard to get a good edit as a woman on that show. So that's a whole different conversation. But Veronica would eat a round table up.
Fair. Anyone from Southern Charm?
Madison. I actually thought Madison should have been cast. I'm obsessed with
Madison LaCroix.
Madison should have been cast instead of Sierra in place of Lindsay. If you're replacing Shep. Shep is so, hate or love Shep. He's so smart. Like,
yes,
the reason I'll never hate Shep as much as, like, he pisses me off as a person is I love his brain. Shep would have that shit clocked. Like,
Shep is redeeming himself this season for me. If anyone's watching.
He's drinking less. He's also looking better.
Because
he's drinking less.
Drinking less.
I always joke, whatever edibles he's on does him better justice than the alcohol. No, yes. Shep's so smart.
You're right.
He's Shep and Madison. Of those. Yeah, well, that's not saying much.
No. But yeah, and Madison LaCroix, like, I love her. She also is, like, not someone to back down from a fight.
Yeah.
Like.
She should have replaced Lindsay instead of Sierra.
Yeah, that's a good point. It was probably an availability thing too. You know how this
And I think
works.
Shit going on with her husband filming Southern Charm. Right. It definitely wasn't available. Yeah.
Yeah, good
and
point.
And her outfits would have eaten. Like, oh, her, my God.
I know.
Her stylist is my fucking.
It could still happen. I could see them asking her at some point. Trying to think, all right, so do you think, are the traitors winning this season or is it going to be the faithfuls? They're both bad. I don't know.
I think it depends on which traitor goes home next and which traitor. I think we're too early in the season. I think this goes either way. And that's what makes this show so fun. We're still we're halfway through and we have no clue. And that's what makes it fun.
That's true. I just hope, like, we don't lose all, like, the big personalities and then just kind of get left with
Sam and Ivor.
Yeah, that's my worry.
Also, let me ask you this. We're not going to do that to Tom because we hate him, but he's more personality than half these cats. Why is Ivor here when there's a UK season?
It's because of that guy, John, last season. I think they this guy was that great.
Fucking diplomat. He was so, I hated him in the beginning. I think when you and I talked, I hated him. By the end, I was like, I'm sorry. I love you.
Yeah.
But Ivor, like, but also there's a UK, like, we have plenty of people we could have cast.
Wasn't it Gabby who was like, I'd love to leave the royal bloody, or so she's had some funny one-liner.
God, I love Gabby.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just confused why he's here. Sorry,
Derek,
not to be mean.
Derek was trying to like explain strategy or something to him, and he was like, huh?
And he was like, no, he was just like, I said that, I did that. And the funny thing is, he didn't say it, though. Wes said it, he regurgitated it, and then he didn't remember that he regurgitated it because so much is going on.
God.
That's another thing that people don't realize is with this type of show, there's so much moving pieces that the gamers can keep the pieces in order, but the other people sometimes he forgot that whole conversation happened.
You're so right.
When Derek remembered everything. Yeah, Derek remembered everything.
Because they're used to also being like, well, we might have to learn this or know this later on for like.
Keep it in the back. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a good point. I bet you no one, the non-gamers probably don't, and no shade, because like, I know people get really defensive in Bravo and I love Bravo people, but they're probably not tracking votes. They're probably not really like.
They got off not realizing in the first challenge, got off not realizing that put them up for murder because they didn't want to fucking row.
Yeah, I know.
I love them though. If I was on Traders, I'd protect all the housewives because we have entertainment.
Also, it's good. It's a good shield. Keep them in there. No one's looking at you if the housewives are.
Killing Dorinda was when I knew those traitors were stupid. No shade, no tea. When I was like, y'all killed Dorinda, the fucking person that could always be a fucking like backdoor vote.
And she was already messy. Like, why would you kick her out? I don't know.
And I don't like how Dolores voted for Tom this week. We're not burning votes at my fucking round table. That shit would piss me off. I'm so anti-burn votes.
There were a lot of votes this season.
That's almost before like the voting takes place. Someone needs to say, okay, there's two main names on the table. Vote for one of these people.
Exactly.
And if you vote against it, then you're not being a good faithful.
There you go. That's what you say.
You're not being a good faithful if you burn a vote.
That's what you say. Because then you'll get people get their shit together.
That's what I would say to the round table. Here are the names, Wes or Rob, vote for one of these.
So, Jemmy, you would obviously play the traitors. I think I asked you last year.
I would love to play. I think there are so many other challengers that should be called before me. Don't get me wrong, but I would love to play.
And you would want to be a traitor or a faithful?
Duh, traitor.
Yeah.
Because I could easily smile in those people's face. It's probably insane how, like, and again, maybe I'd be a Danielle and lose my shit, but probably not.
Well, okay. Well, no fake tears, at least, because it just.
I can't even cry real tears. I've never cried a real tear on a fucking I can vote my mom out for some money. Just kidding.
You know that happened on Survivor. One girl voted her mom out.
I did not know that.
Yes.
No, I can vote anyone but my mother out because today it's a fucking game. Like, as much as I love like Veronica, I'd vote her out for $1 million.
Yeah, you have to. Well, Jemmy, this has been so fun. Anything we haven't talked about? Any other?
I guess my last question for you, of all the people left standing, there's one winner there's still a lot of people left, but if one person had to walk away with a W, if you could manifest one person's win today, who would it be?
I mean, I'd love to see like a Big Brother person win. I don't see it happening.
I'm sorry to make you laugh.
No. I personally think the winner is going to be like some rando. I think it's going to end up being an Ivor. I really do. I think all the gamers are going to look.
No, you're right. You're right. You're right. You're right. It's going to be, you know, I think it's going to win it.
Who?
Sierra.
Maybe.
I think it's going to be a Sierra, a Gabby, a Brittany. And I know Brittany's a gamer.
Brittany has a good shot, I think. I think she knows the traitors. She just doesn't. She's playing the long game.
I think Sierra has a really, I don't know why. Just after Sierra survived that whole cult and shit.
Yeah, I think the traitors are going to implode. I think it depends on who they recruit, but I don't know. I would just have a gut feeling that it's going to be sort of a flop end. I don't know.
It's not going to be like a CT Trishelle challenge. Thank you for having me.
No,
like, you know how much I love talking to you and talking traitors. So like, thank you for having me.
You make it so easy. Like, I have all these notes and I'm like, you know what? I don't even need them. I'm just going to talk to Jemmy. We're good. Because like, It's the
and
best.
I'm sorry if we went too off topic.
No, I think it's perfect. This is like, this has been amazing. And
thanks for having a Taylor Swift shirt on.
Oh, duh.
Yeah, it's the theme for me. So no, thank you for having me and let me, you know, talk my shit with you.